The question today is, what is God like? This is number 11 in this series. As we're looking at all the Hebrew names of God, it tells us, and also the Greek names of God, it gives us the person, the character of what God's like. It also gives us how He operates and how he works. And so we've looked at several different names. We'll just continue this message today. Another name of God is Jehovah Nissi. We're in Exodus chapter 17, verse number 15. We find there in Exodus 17, 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. This, of course, was the altar that was built right after the battle with when Israel defeated the Amalekites in the valley. And, of course, that was the battle where that victory was wholly due to divine help. You see, Moses didn't do it, and Joshua didn't do it. Joshua was a general down in the valley. Moses was lifting up his rod. As long as he had lifted up his hands with the rod, there was victory. His hands got tired, and then there would begin to be defeat when his hands was brought down. But Aaron and Hur came and propped him on a pillow, set him on a stone, and lifted up his hands that there's victory in the valley. So he built an altar after that, and that he said, "The Lord is my banner." And that really gives the just saying the character of God is that He's the one who gives victory. He's my banner. You see, as we think about it, the enemy was Amalek, which is a type of the flesh. And the conflict of that day stands for the conflict we have today with the flesh, in other words. In Galatians chapter 5, verse number 17, he said, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would or that you really desire." In other words, there's a war going on, the war of the spirit against the flesh. Now, Paul had that happen in Romans chapter 7. He said, "I would not that that I would, and I would that that I would not," and so forth. And he found out the victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said this in Romans 8:13. "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." You see, Paul could not do that on his own. But he could, as he said in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." So if we have victory, it'll be due to divine help. And so in history, as we think about the Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nissi, in history a banner was raised to call to arms or a sign for troops to prepare for battle. Therefore, the implication here is that Jehovah is our banner. When we unite with Him to fight against the enemy, the victory is certain. It's certain, and it'll be won because He's our banner. May we rally under the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah Nissi. There's another name called Jehovah Kadesh, compound names of God. In Exodus chapter 31, verse number 13, we find here He said, "Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between you and throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you." Jehovah Kadesh means the Lord who sanctifies, or the Lord who sets apart, or the Lord who makes you holy. You see, it does not depend on what you do or don't do, but what He does that makes you holy. God has separated the Christian apart for Himself. That's called the sanctification of the Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2, he's writing to the elect, "According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ." In other words, there must be a sanctification work of the Spirit done on the inside of a person before that he's saved. And then he also finds that as Jehovah Kadesh, he's the God that God has declared the Christian to be holy through the blood of Jesus Christ inside. And then it works to make the Christian outside holy in his Christian experience. You see, he's working on us and will finish us on the outside. Some people think what's on the inside counts and they don't look to the outside and they live like the devil. If you live like the devil and don't live a clean, separated, holy life on the outside and getting things right with God, then you've never had a work of God done on the inside. Jehovah Kadesh works on the inside, sanctifying work of the Spirit, Holy Ghost conviction to bring you to the place that you're saved. Then he begins to work on the outside to conform you to his image. So you see, God has made the Christian to be a special people through which he manifests himself and his salvation. He wants you to be holy. He wants the outside to be right. Why? Matthew 5:16, he said, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." So, and by the way, this Jehovah Kadesh is God will complete the work of making Christians holy. He said this in Romans 8:29. For he said, whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. All he saves, he's going to make you like his Son. Therefore, he could say that right after Romans 8:28, when we say, he says, for all things work together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. And then also he said in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Then Ephesians 5:26-27, he speaks that he might sanctify and cleanse it, meaning the church, with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So you see, as Jehovah Kadesh, he's going to take care of us. Jude 24 says this. He said, now to him that's able to keep you from falling. In other words, from being a bad example is what it amounts to, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And by the way, this sanctification work must be done in your life. The Bible says if you're going to see Jesus, because the Bible said in Hebrews 12:14, he said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You see, holiness is an attitude that comes on the outside. Jehovah Kadesh does this, and he's the one who sanctifies. So he's our Jehovah Kadesh. That tells us a little bit about how God works and how he operates and his person and his character. Another compound name used in the Scripture is Jehovah Shalom. And this, of course, was in Judges 6:24. This is when Gideon was hiding, thrashing wheat behind the wine press for fear of the Midianites. And so as a result, he said this in Judges 6:24, after the Lord appeared to him. And, of course, the Lord appeared to him, and he built an altar. And this is what he said about the altar. He built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet an offer of the Abizarites. Now, Jehovah Shalom is the name. Really means the Lord is our peace, you see. In other words, I know it is a place that he mentioned to build an altar, but it honors the Lord by naming it after him of his attribute, if you please, or his character and his person. Gideon built that to memorialize the words of God's message to him. You see, the name communicates something very important about the relationship which exists between God and his people, Jehovah Shalom. In this text, and that's in Judges, Gideon sees the glorious and terrible revelation of God through the angel of the Lord, and he's sure that he'll die because he thought he'd seen God. But in infinite grace, God sends a message of peace to Gideon and assures him that he will not die. He gives peace to his heart and says everything's going to be okay. And from this passage of Scripture, we learn that when sinful man encounters a holy God, the result is always going to be insecurity and terror. That's what's going to cause. That's what causes fear and respect and reverence of God. That's what we see in Isaiah 6:5. After Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, he said in Isaiah 6:5, Then said I, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And so we also learn that it's only the grace of God that can transform the terrified heart and restore security and peace. And so Gideon was terrified, but peace came to his heart, Jehovah Shalom, and he built an altar to that. Now this truth is illustrated in the most perfect way in the Lord Jesus Christ, who carried our punishment to the cross of Calvary and became our peace. Isaiah 53:5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Romans 5:1, he said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that peace, of course, is a person. That's the Lord Jesus. In Ephesians 2:14, he said, for he is our peace. And so we realize something. You put all these names together, all the names we've dealt with thus far, and you'll come up with one thing is, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ is all we need. And he, in other words, he'll take care of us. He'll give us the victory. We'll fight under his banner. There's victory. And as a result, You see, I've read the last chapter. I've already won the war. He's won the war. We're already one with him. And then another name that's a real good name. This is a compound name called Jehovah Ra. It means what it says in verse number 1 of Psalm 23 when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. That really is just really the words in the Hebrew is Jehovah Ra. Now, as we think about that, we know this corresponds with Isaiah 40, verse number 10 and 11, where he said, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his word before him. His arm shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." Now, it gives the idea, Jehovah Ra, and that's, those two words, Ra, by the way, are used in Isaiah 40, verse number 11, where he says, "He shall feed." That's the word Ra. And then the word shepherd is the word Ra. And so when we tie that together with "the Lord is my shepherd," that is Jehovah Ra. And that gives us an idea of a caring Lord, a caring God. Sometimes we've got the wrong concept of God. We grew up that way, and that's why we're saying, we're using these questions of answering these answers to this one question: what is God like? You see, he's not the big old bully sitting up there ready to zap you off. He's a caring God, as this gives the idea here. In other words, that God is a caring God, but being our shepherd. When God said he's like a shepherd, that meant much to Israel as this word was spoken to him. They could understand a shepherd because their life was a shepherd. They understood that because they were shepherds. And to them, a shepherd was one who gave his life for the sheep and to the sheep. In other words, now you know who that really is? Of course, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the chief shepherd, the great shepherd, the good shepherd. He said this himself in John 10, 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." In other words, he goes on to say, now that's not talking about a harlot. The Bible says that in John 10, 12, and 13, Jesus himself said this, "But he that is an harlot and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. The wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep, and the harling fleeth, but he is an harling and careth not for the sheep." So he's not talking about a harling, but he's talking about one who lived with the sheep and led the sheep and willing to give his life for the sheep. That's a caring God. That's Jehovah Ra. And so when we look at this, break this down about the shepherd, Jehovah Ra, we'll get a glimpse of who God is and what he's like. And that'll help us to see that God is a caring God. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.